Blog Talk Radio.
I am woman, hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back to.
I'm so excited.
Woman. Sisters and brothers, happy
Unite.
International Women's Day. And it's also a day without a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty big day on so many counts. Welcome, people.
Woo!
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I was going to go shopping today.
Don't shop.
I can't shop.
Do not
can't
shop.
Can't shop. I was going to go shop.
Shop.
I had a couple of minutes to myself. But I said, nope,
that's
can't
my
go
lady.
Shopping.
And if you recognize the voice, the voices, and you're not really sure what show you're listening to, you're listening to She's Raising the Bar, and the co-hosts are exactly the same. We were the Bridal
Even
Body
better.
Shop. But you know what? This is what I'm saying. It's kind of funny. Same broads, broader platform. It's us. Lori Towers is me.
Woo!
Come on, give me some.
All
Lori.
Right, all
Come
right,
on.
All right.
Be a buddy. Wow, that was yours. The lead single, Miss She.
No, that's mine.
Wow. And you're listening to She's Raising the Bar.
I love that.
I
love the way that sounds.
Yep.
Love it.
It does sound good. And you know what? It's truly a wonderful day. And I always say this. When our backs are against the wall, I think we operate at our finest. And I, you know, the best of us,
especially us women.
That's exactly
we
right.
We multitask to the top of the bar.
Exactly, and I think that amidst the adversity, and anybody who's listening, and anybody who's marching today, and anybody who's rallying knows exactly what we're saying. The things that we are fighting for, the things that we shouldn't be fighting for. And this is what's bringing out the best in us, because this is something that we never thought we had to do again since the 60s, but here we are, and you know what? We're doing it, and we're doing it on impulse, and I think that's what the best part of us is coming out of the worst of the administration.
Amen.
And that's what we're seeing today. So if you're listening, any place you're listening throughout the world, there's probably a rally going on where you are. And this is a rally that is, you know, and I was telling people all week, women who are in a position where they may or may not lose their jobs because of walking out and rallying, don't do it. Don't jeopardize your livelihood. Don't jeopardize your income. But do it in your own way. You know, we all could protest in different ways, and we should, because you know what? You and I are in a different position. By
yeah.
the way, we are not wearing red today.
First of all, you say it doesn't look good on you. You don't even own a piece of red.
I don't own a piece of red for that.
And
too.
I do, but it's all wrinkled. I wasn't in the mood to iron.
But you know what?
You know?
The bottom
giving us
line
the
is,
women.
Yeah, that's
no right. ironing today.
But you know what? Again, it's really nice when it's a uniform occasion.
Yes,
but
of course.
If you, everybody does their piece.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does what they have to do. And the bottom line is a lot of people are taking to the streets. And I also will say one thing. A big thank you to, of course, the women who have gone before us.
Yeah.
And had done
a big thank you.
A bunch of the heavy lifting
mm-hmm.
to make our lives easier. But also, Elite, watch what I'm going to do.
Uh-oh.
A thank you to the progressive
Me?
Brothers oh. who have walked beside
yes.
us.
Yes.
So, again, we certainly, we all are included in this. And it's, you know, when people say, well,
we're trying to be unison.
Well,
that's
the thing.
That's the
when,
whole key,
when,
yeah.
when people are saying, well, it's a women's rally, why are men there? Because
mm-hmm.
we need everybody. Just because we might not
no,
be the same gender
the more the
or
better.
The same culture or the same, we march together and we strive for change, and that's what we're doing today. So hopefully today we have a great
oh, what
lineup.
A lineup.
For the show.
Oh my God.
We have a wonderful lineup, but we also have a lot of people that might be calling us from different areas of the rallies, and we're going to be certainly courteous to our guests that are coming aboard, but we want people to call in. And if you're listening live now, give us a call, 347-857-1867. Call us from the rally. The rally in New York City, which is where we are going live, had started at...
What time did that start, Lori?
I think it started at noon. Yeah. I think it started at noon. So we want to hear about the signs.
I would
that,
love that.
You
yeah.
know, it, because, you know, it's the creative signs that were there at the first rally
mm-hmm.
that we had, the first march we had last month. And it's pretty scary to think that we have to do this monthly. We have to do this monthly. Mm-hmm. And you know something?
Especially the political climate we're in.
If we have to do it monthly.
Then we do
we
it.
We will do it monthly.
We women, we rise.
And that's exactly
we
right.
We rise.
You know what? And I think I was saying this to you. You know, at one point I was thinking, you know, all the cool stuff happened in the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, all this really cool pushing happened. Again, I'm thinking as someone who is reflecting on it. I wasn't obviously old enough to be part of it. But, you know, you think that everything cool happened then, and do we still have that? And you know something? Yeah, we do. We do, because we have seen such... A call to arms in the airports, in every place that counted, any time there's been any threat of anything, not just even something specifically to women, people have been assembling and shouting it down. And I think that, again, what I've always said is the worst in the administration is bringing out the best
mm-hmm.
in us. I think that definitely
yeah.
applies here, and this is what we're doing.
You know, in a way, it's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's a good thing, but then it's, you know, it's a bad thing, because we're in control, but we're really basically not in full control.
But you know something?
But we could always speak our voices.
I hope
that's the biggest thing.
Yeah,
you know.
I hope that people realize that, you know, right now is kind of like, you know, it's still kind of cool to be rebellious. It's kind of cool to push back. If we do have to do this for the entire
4 years.
4 years. And I'm thinking that regardless of whether whoever takes over, we probably will. And unfortunately, if Pence takes over, I think women's rights and gay rights will certainly be on the table. And
you keep saying that, you know, let's just hope that doesn't happen, because we don't want that to happen. I think right now we're you know, basically, I can't even explain it, but we're safe, because if Pence comes in, we're not safe.
I got to be honest with you. It's out of the frying pan into the fire, because one person, and I've said this, one person does not have the temperament to have any dialogue with North Korea, which is the biggest threat at this
mm-hmm.
point. The other one has the temperament, but is a Bible thumper. And
right. That's what it's like. The church
so
takes over.
It's six of one, half a dozen
right.
of the other. It's really out of the frying pan.
So
fire.
Let's just stay a status quo.
Well, either one is not the best.
No.
And especially one who is, I personally feel, probably not emotionally and mentally competent to do the job.
Oh, no.
Which I don't
paranoid.
Think. Look,
he's
I got to be honest with
yeah.
you. I wouldn't say that I'm emotionally and mentally competent to do the job. It's a heavy undertaking.
Yes.
But I would like to think that I would handle myself with a little bit more decorum.
Well, he's not a politician, so
I don't think
we're
I'd be
talking
tweeting.
About somebody who's paranoid.
I don't think
and,
I'd be tweeting at 3 o'clock in the morning. I think
no.
it'd be okay.
No.
But let me turn to
yes.
my lovely co-host.
Who's that?
My co-host
oh.
from the Bridal Body Shop to this and
oh.
to whatever we go on to this. Yeah?
Who's that?
And I turn to you and I say, how are you, Lee?
I'm great.
Okay,
how are you?
That's all, anything new?
Anything new? No, just our new name, which I'm so
yeah.
excited about.
And this show is She's Raising the Bar. It's about women and also men in any walks of life that are constantly making themselves better, either physically changing, transforming mentally, emotionally. We are going to have an array of guests, and certainly going to be a little bit more women central, but people just excelling and just showing bringing out the best in themselves. And show
themselves
the
and everyone, you know. It doesn't
you know
mean
what?
Always have to be women either.
Now,
I mean,
see,
even though we're women,
how
you know,
wise
power.
You are, my darling, because this is what I was just going to say. And see, this is how you know me.
Yeah, we're connected.
We bring out the best
and
in
everyone.
Each other.
And everyone.
That's exactly right. We are completely instrumental in our power, in what we bring out in each other, and that's really it. And hopefully we always bring out the best in each other.
I know we do that. It's just that hopefully we bring out the best in everybody else around
that's
us.
That's really it. That's really it.
And
hopefully,
just, you know, educate the people out there.
And hopefully the people that are in the streets today and, you know, rallying and in New York and L.A. and wherever you are, you know, the numbers might not be as big as they are in the larger states and countries, but you know what? You're there, and your voice can be heard, and it's a wonderful thing. And it's a wonderful thing to be part of it.
Very
because
true.
You're part of a movement, and that's empowerment right there.
Unity.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we need.
Mm-hmm.
So our guests coming on the show today, and I think we have somebody already on, and I think I recognize we're looking at the soundboard. I think it's the lovely Winter Gabriel who's on the show, and has been on the show before, and I think she's coming on. Winter, are you there, love?
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
First one on deck, Winter Gabriel.
How are you?
I love to hear the introduction of your show, so I always call right at like 12:59.
Happy,
I'm great.
Happy International Women's Day,
yes,
darling. How
to
are
you?
Right back at you, and what a perfect title to coincide with current events. It's so inspiring in so many ways. I love the day that you announced it, and she's raising the bar. It just goes in connection with being the best that we can in our physical body, but also in our mind. In the way that we feel about ourselves. And as you mentioned, for me, the first thing I think of is how we treat each other. Because if we really show other women, we give them empowerment by complimenting them, by admiring them, by building them up, our friends, our sisters, our children, and by showing them, by doing that, it makes them feel that much more confident and loving and valuable to in turn send that to the next woman.
Generation.
And it's the generation, absolutely. My best role models are women that have always made me feel great about myself, and when I feel inspired by them doing great things, and I want to be just like that. And the women that have kind of nurtured me to be that way are the ones that are my role models, and I find myself now being that way to people that might be younger than me or might be, you know, turning to me, whether it's my child or a friend or somebody that I'm teaching. So it's a perfect title, and it's really a motto for how I think we are our happiest selves.
Yep.
Just being the best version of ourselves if we strive to do that. You know, nobody can take that away from us in our everyday. They might, you know, we might be worried about losing rights or people taking away our rights in certain tangible ways outside of our own maybe family or our own way, but not our way of thinking in our mind.
Yeah.
So
if
we continue to try to strive for, okay, what do I really want to be doing? What brings me happiness? What makes me feel the best? How do I treat other people? What am I teaching my children right now how to behave? If we continue that momentum, I'm very hopeful that energy will just keep us where we need to be in our society.
Mm-hmm. Keep us alive.
Keep us alive. Absolutely.
Said it perfectly. You never remember somebody except for how they made you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it. It's like you could remember different fragments of people in your life, but you really remember them by how they made you feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the most important.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, we're not always aware of that when we're growing up, because I think we're trying to prove ourselves, and maybe it's messages from society, maybe it's messages from, I don't want to make any blanketed statements, but you know, when people say you should look a certain way, or you're a
yeah.
woman and you should look this way to get, and then you'll be accepted, or
act
you're more
certain
worthy,
way
or
too.
You
right. well,
act a certain way. And I think that if you, as you get older, you realize that the way you don't really need to look to other people for their approval, and you're realizing that, hey, when I look this way, I'm still okay, and I feel really happy doing X, Y, and Z. I might not have been encouraged to do that, but I'm finding it brings me a lot of joy, and I feel my best, and therefore I start to look my best because I feel that momentum and energy to be the best version of me.
It's all internal.
You know, it's just kind of, it is.
All
it's
internal, and then
circular.
It just comes right out.
And you know what? It,
I
in
think
saying,
so.
In saying that, I think we're going to bring on, I think the next guest is Patricia Martin, who was the author of The Right Side of 40, to actually listen, you know, speak of what Winter was just saying, the best version of themselves. Patricia, are you there?
I am here.
There
Hello,
go.
Everybody. Happy International Women's Day.
Hey, you darling. Patty, you know Winter. Winter, you know Patty, yeah?
Yes, we were
there
on together last time I was on.
Right. Perfect. Very good.
Hi,
nice.
Patty. So great to hear your voice.
Hey, you too, Winter. Absolutely.
And I think the next guest is already on deck, and we're going to bring her on, have a nice roundtable discussion. Mirav, are you on?
I am on.
Okay,
do you have
let
me
introduce you to Winter and Patty.
Patty,
hello.
Winter, Winter, Patty, Winter, Mirav.
You got it.
Patty,
got it.
Mirav.
Yes, that's it. We got it.
Hello,
ladies.
What a beautiful name. Hi, how are you?
Everybody.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
happy
I got to ask. Is anybody wearing, because I'm looking at Elite, and Elite and I are not wearing red today. Is anybody wearing red?
Honestly, I can lie, but I'm not good at it. So, no. I actually just came back from a yoga practice, and it's green, white, and
there you
black
go. Okay.
For me.
Okay.
And Patty, are you wearing red?
I actually am wearing the next best thing, which is black.
Oh, okay. That's
exactly
the best
right.
color.
No color.
And Winter?
I am also in exercise clothing, but I am going
go.
To
well, okay. okay.
And I'm
we unite. We don't wear red today.
Yeah, I don't know if I should wear the red dress or not. I'm thinking about it. So I want to be safe. I want to be strong. I might wear, like, my red heart pendant, my
ooh.
Necklace. I think
okay.
that might
ooh.
Be my way of making a
but you know something.
That's a good statement making.
This is what we were saying at the beginning of the show. Whatever you can do. You know, you protest in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be uniform.
Right.
It doesn't have to be everybody collectively wearing red. But it's got to be whatever's comfortable for you. And if that means, you know, you joining a rally for an hour, that's fine. If that means you not shopping for an hour, that's fine. Whatever it is that you could contribute, that's really what today's about.
And I want to thank you for contributing with us today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank okay, you.
It's really about the actions you take.
There you go.
There you go. Just yeah. for you girls.
Yay.
Yay. Well, there's
yeah,
no
well,
other way I'd
you...
rather celebrate it than with you guys.
Absolutely.
I feel the same way.
Thank you.
And you said no. expressing it in the way you feel most comfortable, and I'm actually going in to see a friend's cabaret show. He talks about growing up as a gay male, and he's
mm-hmm.
currently on Broadway with On Your Feet, and he has an
oh.
opening night. And for me, I thought it was so important to, at this time and where we are with everything going on, to really support him and his story, the type of individual he is, the artist he is. And for me, that's kind of like my comfort zone
yeah,
and my way of adding
mm-hmm.
good energy. So I'm excited about that.
Very good.
I think it's beautiful. And I also think that we are, as women, we are gifted with maternal instincts,
yeah.
and it's not only about taking care of ourselves, our villages, also take care of others who need to be taken care of. So I think it's beautiful that you're going to this show and support your friend.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yeah, again, it just keeps that feeling of support, and as Lori and Elite mentioned, it's there are plenty of men that are right by our side,
right.
and that's, you know, there's power in numbers with that. So there's we're all individuals and we can all make our statement and message in a way. And I think sometimes we get a criticism for protesting because we're just, oh, it's not a classy way to behave and we're, you know, fights break out and this and that. But no, that's not true at all.
No,
we're
not,
standing true to what we believe in, and we're continuing to behave in the way that we believe is right. And whether that's a protest or, you know, supporting an artist who happens to be a homosexual and his journey and his challenges, and he just got married. It's my way, and everybody has their way of just
standing up
for what they believe in.
The term feminist, and I've heard it over the years, people saying, oh, well, you're a feminist. And the assumption is you're excluding anybody else. And the assumption that, well, you know, if you're a feminist, you're against men. That's not saying it.
No.
It means that you know that your specific cause needs you more.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing against men, but the truth is, men are making more on the dollar than I am. They don't need me to rally for them. They pretty much have everything. I have nothing against men. But the bottom line is, it's you want gender symmetry. You want equality between you and the opposite gender, which we could walk side by side with.
Very true.
And they're just like when people were saying, well, you know, people were getting a little upset with Black Lives Matter, and they were saying every life matter. Yes, every life does matter, but you know what? The truth is, I'm okay, and I've had several run-ins with cops that I know would have turned out very differently had my pigmentation not been blonde hair, blue-eyed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing. It's just a matter of we're not being exclusionary. We're just supporting our base, and that's really it.
Very true.
Right.
I know for me, feminism, it's really the freedom to do what you believe in.
Right. Exactly.
And I don't think anybody can dictate for you what feminism is. I think we all interpret feminism the way that we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no really rules and regulations for it.
Did you hear this whole thing with Emma Watson?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She's a feminist and
yeah.
got in trouble, you know, because
yeah.
she did this whole spread on Vanity Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, all the feminists made a big deal out of it. You know, if you're a feminist, why would you dress
mm-hmm.
provocatively? I can never say the word.
Provocatively.
Right, provocatively. Mm-hmm. You know, feminists,
yeah, actually,
you know,
yeah, I
they
have
don't
it
do
in,
that.
In,
come
in
on.
In front of me. Yeah, I have it in front of me.
You
and
do,
this,
you see?
Journalist, say, her name is Julia Hartley Brewer, and she tweeted her, you know, Emma Watson's photo, and she said, Emma Watson says, feminism, gender wage gap, why, oh, why am I not taking seriously feminism? Oh, and here are my tips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
That one thing has to do with the other. So your
right.
feminist is supposed to cover up what I...
No, I mean, we should be proud of who we are and our body parts and everything.
But now I'm going to play devil's advocate. Why play into basically... what men will want to see in a magazine.
It has nothing to do
no,
with
I,
that.
I,
if you're comfortable
totally,
with
totally,
your body,
totally understand
you
what
can
you're
do
saying.
What you want with it.
And it could be an inspiration to other women. But unfortunately, and again, I think freedom of being who you are is a wonderful thing, but the powers that be are usually male. And if you look at most...
I
if
understand
you look
what
at
you're
most
saying. I
provocative,
totally get it, right.
It's usually homoerotic, and it's usually not as two men together. It's usually two women
right.
that are propped up, scantily clad against each other.
But, you know, if you're proud of your body,
oh,
show it off.
I understand.
Absolutely. And the problem is, if we succumb to feeling like we have to cover up and not dress the way that we feel most comfortable and most powerful, then we are actually allowing somebody to control us
exactly.
and to put us
I totally agree
down.
With that.
So that just feels so, it just doesn't feel comfortable to me.
No,
to
telling you what to wear, what to do with
dressing.
Your body. It's your body.
And also to people that have the time to criticize someone else for, you know, what they're wearing, really, do you have to focus on that? Is there, can
right.
you maybe
exactly.
listen to what they
what
have
she
to
said.
Say
that's exactly
and
what
focus
she said.
On their talents?
It's just, I really think, yeah, I really think it just shows their own insecurity. It's really, at the end of the day, when you're being judgmental, it reflects on you.
Yep, exactly.
That's how I feel.
What was interesting.
And we need to raise sons that do not
absolutely
that are okay with a woman wearing a sexy outfit. That doesn't mean that she's asking to be treated in a manner that's, you know, less than slutty manner, for lack of better words.
Yeah, no,
right. Well, that's the same. That's the same kind of rap that they give women who are rape victims. Well,
right,
why did you dress like that? Why did you look like that? Why did you go there? Why did you do that? You were asking.
We went there because we are allowed to dress the same however we want, just like a man should be able to dress however he wants within a certain realm that's appropriate to your workforce. I mean, we have certain rules, but, you know, a woman in a little bikini might get some problem, but a man in his little shorty
Speedo.
Shorts,
absolutely.
Nobody cares.
Speedo.
Well, you know,
that's ridiculous.
That's my argument has always been over the years with women. Now, I'm not talking about women that are raising their children now. Women that were of our parents' generation, when they say, well, you know, it's a man's world. Well, you know what? Most of the women in the 50s and the 60s, it was a one-income household, and they were raising the children. So that the idea is now we have to raise the children with gender symmetry, raise the little boys with the ability to feel comfortable crying, with the ability of feeling artistic and cooking and maybe doing things that are unlike the male-dominated, you know, specific would be. And the little girls to conquer the world. If we raise both of them, and the little boys too, raise the little boys to feel that they can feel and be sensitive and cry and not be less of a man. This is what the mothers have to do.
The mothers and the fathers. And
absolutely.
We should, you know, we're very grateful for, I see plenty of fathers, and I really should say, like, the thing that really made me fall for my husband was he honestly just made me feel valuable about everything I did and had to say. I was just an equal person.
Yeah.
He wasn't raised with that mentality, and we need to continue that. And a lot of people are, and, you know, some aren't, and we have to hope that we can outnumber and we can rise above, literally.
Yep.
I think one of the reasons men are afraid to empower women, because they know deep in their heart that women are the stronger gender.
Oh, I know. My husband does.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you ask my husband, he says hello. It's all about, you know, they're just intimidated because we can practically, you know, do everything we set our mind to.
Yep.
And you know what? The shame of it
and
is.
And more.
The shame of it is, why does it have to be a race? Why can't it be that I have certain strengths, and we could use it collectively? Mm-hmm. That's really the problem.
Well, that's what, you know,
it runs
anything between a business or household, anything, you know?
It's a collective.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's like I said, a business, you know? Mm-hmm. You'll do this part, I'll do this part, and we'll run
absolutely.
This whole business together.
And the byproduct will profit both of us.
Right.
And that's really
equanimity.
I wasn't gonna,
And I remember growing up hearing, I believe it was my mother was saying, what's kept women out of the White House was getting their period.
Yeah. Well,
that still
hormone.
Goes on.
I think that really still goes on, too.
Yeah.
They said, you know, when they go into that PMS stage, they're going to push that
button.
They're going to
push the button.
Boom.
I know.
And we got that
woman with a bad hairstyle is what we got.
This is the sickest part. This is what we have. Somebody with this temperament of, you know, again, if there's some emotional problems, I'm not gonna poo-poo it because
just paranoid.
But no, there probably is something chemically wrong. But this is what we have now. What men have feared for generations, someone who's going to be off the mark because of a certain time in the month and because of a chemical imbalance.
Yeah.
This is what we have.
Sick. Right, right.
Well, men
and it's not like, I mean, and if that, if you take that logic further,
so.
Women would go on a rampage once a month everywhere. Not just in the White House, everywhere. There'd be meltdowns at the supermarket and meltdowns at the gym, you know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen.
But you know what's funny is that when if a woman, like, as let's say Hillary, she ran for, I'm sure she doesn't get a period anymore. That's over with. So we're done with that. So she's just in a pretty basic, stable state of mind right now.
But that really shouldn't even be in the equation.
No, it should.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean, I think that more harm has been foisted on, you know, perpetrated on civilization by testosterone than anything.
Exactly. And ego, big egos.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is, again, I've never been someone who's been subjected to mood swings or anything. I mean, I've pretty much gone through my cycle without any type of emotional outburst. But even if that were your claim, I think that the sobering point would be having to navigate certain things that would be of consequence to the country. I think that would be something that would get you right. I don't think you would make too many mistakes when it comes to that.
No, if you know yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, just if you know yourself. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
You know what? What also bothers me is if we're meant to feel as if a woman couldn't be president because she's not strong enough or she has mood swings or whatever the message is, then all these women, which I'm kind of listening to our conversation, we're saying, well, we're really the stronger species, but it's really because we're feeling attacked. And what's happening is then there's so much controversy and we're not uniting as humans, and we're not even all kind of working together. And that makes me sad because I think that men are great at a lot of things and women are great at a lot of things. And we do have our differences and strengths, but we balance it out. And I do think that at the end of the day, you can have two fantastic products. And you might have focused a little bit more on this area. It's still a great outcome, or one person came at it from a different avenue, it's still a great outcome. If you make one person feel like they can't do the job, then there's more fight against. And and how are we going to get
anywhere?
Well,
there's yin and yang for a reason, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
one
that's
being better than the other,
is.
Just different.
I think it's
and
all about taking baby steps. I think that we should just first reunite as women and then reach out as united to the other side of the aisle and just to, you know, tell them let's work
lead
together. At the end of the day, we are one. At the end of the day, stop with the judgment, stop with everything. We just need to work to empower ourselves, because the more we work together, the better we are to ourselves.
Yeah, I saw a slogan, better together, you know.
Yeah, exactly right.
Better
Absolutely.
Together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
great.
At the end of the day, you took your kids into bed and you hoped for the best for the planet and their future. I think everybody could say that. Every culture could say that. Every gender could say that. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. You know, my mother, led by example, just by being a very strong personality. My father was the breadwinner for a long time, but my mother was her voice was heard in my house, and I actually always thought of her as, I made a drawing, and I made my mom really big, and then I made my dad and my sister and I the same size. But to me, just by she led by example for being heard and a strong voice, and, you know, she was brought up in a time where her parents told her brother should get a college education, but she should go to beauty school.
Yeah.
And it took her time, but she found her way. So that wasn't that long ago, you know. And
I had my mother calling me up in college, crying on the phone, saying, why are you taking existentialism? You should be taking stenography.
Wow.
And then I launched into a whole thing about liberal versus servile education and, you know, made her nuts. But then again, in my household, my mother was really the heavy artillery.
So was mine.
Like, it wasn't a wait till your father gets home. It's like, wait till your mother finds out. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Which is great because we could show our voice in different ways. And I think that just, again, it blends into the bigger picture.
Yeah.
We got to keep putting our foot forward in the right direction.
And that's what's important, because we need to raise healthy, secure young men to support women. That's what we need, because, I mean, you know, and I don't want to make a blanket statement, but the only men that I know that are chauvinists are insecure.
Yeah.
And that's really it. When men realize that we're walking alongside of them, we want to walk with them, we're not taking anything away from them, and we're not devaluing their presence on the planet, we just want the same things.
Right.
It's not taking anything away. Secure men will walk with us. And like I said, we're here because of our progressive brothers who walked along the marches in the 60s and the 70s.
Right, right.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, raising the bar in general, then really it's not just geared towards women, because if everybody lets go of the insecurity by focusing on their strengths and by empowering each other, we all just become stronger. And
yeah, we become better people.
We would unite, yeah, in a better way, in a more cohesive way. So it's really a lifestyle. It's a great show title.
It is.
Thank you very much.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, we'll give you a little clap for that.
Well, that's a clap for us, too, right? That's a clap for us. Look, we're very self-involved on this show. That was a clap for us. But you know what? My question was going to be, and again, I don't like labels. We'll go around the table. What made you, I don't want to say be a feminist. I don't want to do that, Elite.
Mm-hmm.
What made you feel more of a pull towards a cause for your sisters?
Who's going to go first?
Whoever wants to go first, just jump in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've always looked for older women role models my whole life, since I was a kid. And I always said, I'm not a man's woman, I'm not a woman's woman. I'm, you know, I get along with both. But I've always sought out older women that I admire, that I could, and I'm talking about my personal life. Also, as far as celebrities go, you know, that as well. But in my own life, and I had so much help and so much support, and I'm glad to be in a position where, I mean, I still do that, but I'm also glad, like you said earlier about, Winter, you said that earlier, I believe, about like being there for others who are, you know, helping them do their own trailblazing. And for me, it wasn't anything, one thing. It was sort of like an inner drive, like, to be independent. It wasn't anything I was taught, or it wasn't even encouraged. It was just sort of a need, like breathing. And so that was my, you know, but I'm always looking to be there for other women and help support them. And fascinated, like, in the right side of 40. I mean, I got to meet over 100 amazing women.
Well, tell
and
me that she did amazing. You wrote a book about Right Side of 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. I interviewed, I mean, 55 women made it into the final book.
Yep.
But I interviewed over 100 women and had the most phenomenal conversations with them. And each and every one was just, you know, was just an honor to talk to and be real. There was like no holds barred, and they made themselves vulnerable, and thus by being vulnerable they were super strong, and there wasn't one single woman that I didn't walk away like totally respecting.
Yeah. Well, I feel that about 40 and over too.
Yeah, I think 40 is so empowering. Well, I too feel that. I remember growing up in my 20s and feeling very hurt by teachers or mentors that I really looked up to, and at certain times I felt that every now and then they acted in ways that was less than nurturing, and I was like, oh, that makes me feel terrible, and I wonder why they behaved that way. And I grew to learn by meeting other mentors and teachers and women that made me just continue to feel better and better, that they were the secure ones. And I remember feeling how good they made me feel, and I was so appreciative of that feeling, that helped me to then be that type of woman, to not feel threatened by somebody else, somebody younger, or somebody that I think is more talented, or somebody whose life I think is better, but to really say, oh, that's embrace it, and to make them feel great about it, because they saw great things about my life, and I started realizing that we're all very, very different people.
Yeah.
And if we stop comparing ourselves and competing,
yeah,
we'll find an inner peace and we'll feel really comfortable. And
yeah, it's
me,
like
it
I have a slogan
like
I used
that
to say to a friend of mine who would get insecure, like any time they were an artist and any time anybody had a show or this or that, they'd like be plummeted into a depression. And I'd say to them, other people's successes are not your failures.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
and
to celebrate other people,
the,
yeah.
Yes. You know, the
I really think
that
everything
about,
is derived from insecurities,
yeah,
or some, you know, I don't want to say ignorance because it's a little bit too strong, but from, you know,
it is, though,
being
it
afraid
is
from
ignorance.
The unknown, you know, the unknown. It's just that, yeah, it's just the human's nature that we resist what we don't know. We're afraid of the unknown. And like I said before, this is when judgment comes out, like all the bad, negative energy comes out instead of just embracing who we are, because we can learn so much from each other.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And
we all learn from
who,
each other.
That's exactly right. We all
and
we
who
all
are
affect
we
each other
to judge? Like, who put us in a
no
place of judgment? We are no better than anybody else, regardless of race, of gender, occupation. True, some people are more luckier than others.
Mm-hmm.
But in the core of it, nobody's
yeah
better
yeah
than anybody. We're all
equal. I have
equal
to say that I have never been judged. I've never had anybody. My childhood was all equal. And I can't, like, really, like, say that I was on the other side of the spectrum because I was always made equal to whoever I met.
Your parents did that, yeah?
Always.
Okay.
It was just, of course, my
that's
mother was
pretty progressive.
Right, my mother was a
it is
housewife.
Yeah.
And my father was out the breadwinner, but it really was never put in your face. It was
yeah
just, that's the way it was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My teachers, they were all like, you know, women should be, you know, tough and strong as you are.
Mm-hmm.
I played in sports, so
mm-hmm
it was all women-driven. So I've never really experienced the other side of the spectrum
right
of being demoted as a woman.
Right.
You know, and that's why I always felt strong of who I was.
Right.
It was just
well,
me.
I never felt demoted as a woman, but, you know, especially when I was younger, you know, in school, we know that unfortunately kids can be very, very mean.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
So I was,
that's
I
different
felt judged as a person, not necessarily as a girl or a
right
woman, but
exactly
as a person. And more sadly, I was judging others.
Well,
and this is something I stress.
And young, right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and I made a deal with myself years ago that no more judgment. That's
mm-hmm
it. No, I
yeah
live without judging. And
yeah
it's such
yeah
a freeing, liberating feeling.
I think that comes with age also because we're
yeah
so
totally
naive when we're young.
Totally.
And as we
yeah
get older, we become so aware of our surroundings
I
and who we are.
It has to happen.
Right.
I mean, if you could go back into your 20s with
again,
the insight
it's
you
all
have now,
education.
You, yeah,
as
exactly
we get older, we learn more
it's life
and
experience
more and more. Right. So.
You know, I think that the biggest thing for me was I was a language major, so I was studying different languages. And when you go through the conjugations of pronouns, in French, monsieur is
right
always monsieur. But when you're not married, it's mademoiselle. When you are married, it's madame.
Right.
In French, in Italian and Spanish, it's signora, signorina,
mm-hmm,
and signora. And it's always, there's the change in your identity when you're married. And I remember saying, why is that? Why is a man always a senior, a monsieur? But when you're a woman and you change, when you're married, your identity changes. And I think that was probably the most impactive thing in my life because it just didn't seem, I was 12 at the time studying language and it didn't make sense. Why is this changing? Why does the male always stay the same and the female changes?
That's why I think in the U.S. they changed to Ms. You
yeah
know,
yeah
that's exactly glory
right
sign
nobody,
yeah
right
exactly
so nobody
so
knows.
And when people like think, well, Mr. Mrs. is belonging
married
to Mr.
Right.
It's Mr.'s. And I remember thinking that it's just horrible. That
yeah
is absolutely horrible. And that was the changing for me, I think, more than any one person. That was it.
And I think that if you grow up in a household where beauty is really if beauty is so focused on that you feel like if you're not beautiful, that you're not worthy, I think that is very common, and it can be the male influence and the female influence.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I think as you get older, you realize, gosh darn it, someone is always going to be prettier.
Yeah.
If I keep hoping to find my self-worth in the way I look, I'm just going to feel disappointed and let down. You start to go into other avenues of yourself, and you strengthen other areas, and you find, oh, I really feel peaceful now and better. That, for me, was a big change, too.
Oh, there's nothing more than peace of mind.
Oh, yeah.
Just having peace, you know.
You have
as
to learn it. Yeah.
It's not even that. You have to learn it. Is that what you said? You have to learn it or earn it?
You have to learn it.
You have to learn it.
You earn it by life experience, right?
Exactly.
And then you can pass it on
to the younger ones.
And it's important for us to keep focusing on that now, because we do feel a little bit like the clock is being turned back, and that's one of the areas.
Exactly.
I mean, we discussed it earlier, and, you know, focusing on the outward appearance and what someone else's idea is of what is the best standard, and that should be your identity, that should be your worthiness, is that leads to disaster. So that I know is something.
Yeah, and again, if you're brought up in that kind of spectrum, it's very sad, because you're just so focused on your beauty for the rest of your life, and that's just so not important in life.
Which changes. I mean, I'd like to.
Go ahead, Patty.
Oh yeah, the listeners would like to know about
this
video. It's a 3-minute video by BuzzFeed. If you search it, if you Google it, it's the ideal female body through time. And it starts with, like, ancient Egypt and goes through contemporary time, showing the flavor of the decade or the flavor of the generation about the body types that were revered. And, I mean, even in our lifetime you can see it, but, I mean, you know, there's a big difference between Reuben and the 1920s,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
sure.
and if you watch this video, it's beautifully shot, very stunning. And women, you know, you're sure to see yourself in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, the ideal beauty, you know, the ideal of what is beautiful constantly shapeshifts. Constantly.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And that outside image is even more foisted on us, you know, these days by the media, who criticize a celebrity if she gains 2 pounds, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, but that's, men don't have that, and that is something that women really, it's good to be aware of it and good to kind of not get sucked into that, like, oh, my God, I have a thigh gap, which is, like, the big thing now. It's like, well, everybody has a thigh gap just about.
And you know something, Patty?
I mean, nobody has a thigh gap unless you get plastic surgery, you know?
I know you can't
talk too
much about the book that you're working on, but this kind of frames it nicely, though, you know?
Yes. Yes, and it's to have people, you know, you should feel good in your body. Viva la difference. And it's,
definitely.
You know,
exactly.
It's about walking through the world in your skin, being comfortable in who you are. Yes, you want to, you know, you want to look, you want to accentuate the positive, but aside from that, you know, you have a certain body that you're walking through the world with, and take care of it and don't beat it up. Make the mirror your friend.
Yeah.
And keep it strong. Alit and Lori, I notice that you tend to focus on strong bodies, and we've discussed before how women are now, it's kind of trendy almost to have muscles, and maybe it wasn't before, but it's almost as if with the more internal power and strength that we females have embodied, it's almost like we want to show it on the outside, and it's become sexy, and it's become desirable to show our strength in our physique, even. You know, women didn't
do that
before.
It's all the work you put into
encouraged.
It. That's the thing.
Absolutely.
It's all the work you put into
it. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's being strong in both body and mind. And
being healthy and being strong and taking care. It's a lot of it's self-respect too, because if you respect yourself, you do want to take care of yourself, and you do want to be healthy, and you do want to keep your equipment in
clean
order.
Yeah, it's got to be running for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And then you feel pretty, and then it radiates outside because being beautiful is not about the visual. It's about what you radiate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know, it's
so
funny.
Well said.
Because and confidence, I mean, everybody, you know, confidence is a very compelling and attractive thing.
It's
very
the most attractive thing in the world,
to
tell you.
And, you know, it's funny because we've had, you know, not that heated arguments with women that were morbidly obese over the years. And it's not even a matter of aesthetics that we're saying you have to change. You're not going to age well. And that's really it. When when we get morbidly obese women, they're saying, well, you know what, I'm as healthy as you. Maybe now.
Right.
It's not going to be the case. And I can tell you, it's not going to be joint friendly. It's not going to be organ friendly. You are just not going to age the same way we are. So, again, you know, dismissing the fact that you will look a certain way, you internally will not heal and help and age the right way.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you can't be the best version of yourself.
Right.
So it just circles back to that. You know, it's like such an endless, you can always just add to it from a personal aspect to the broader world. It's just something that we have to just continue to thrive ourselves, and hopefully to get us through this time period and what we're going through, it can make a difference.
Yeah.
There's definitely power in energy and power in numbers. You know, I'm trying to lead by example with my daughter.
Bingo.
In the way I, you know, you live your life and you hope that they mimic it. You can say anything
you
want to
say,
but if you're not doing
it. You can say what you want to say, but they're going to do whatever they're going to do.
Exactly.
But I feel that, I was just talking to one of my clients the other day, that I feel like the millennials that are out now are so much more educated than we were, because we got the internet, which we didn't have. I didn't have when I was, you know, younger, and they have the internet. The only thing that's really ruining them is social media, you know, because they really,
no,
you know,
social skills. I agree.
Right. They don't know how to talk to people, but and the people that don't get no attention will use it in that arena.
Absolutely.
But in general, I feel like they are going to be the smartest in our field, because they have so much to their fingertips and they know how to use it very well. And hopefully they will be a very smart and very educated and very acceptable, because they're very acceptable.
This is what I'm saying.
That's the thing.
And you know how I feel about lazy. Mama don't like lazy.
I understand
what I'm trying
that.
To say. No,
but
listen,
you know
listen,
what?
Listen, no.
You know, acceptable and being educated.
No, what I'm trying
they're
going to
be
is,
lazy.
Exactly. I think the millennials, I mean, we were raised sir and ma'am. We were raised, we work when you're 10 years old and you're making your own money, not having mommy and daddy hand things to you. Now, with that, we're raising.
We had to do our own push
and
shove.
We're raising a spoiled class. We are. However,
but they're
however,
educated.
No, listen to
they're
me.
More
listen,
educated than
put
we
the
are.
Gun down. Put the gun down. Listen to what I'm saying.
Wow,
they're more accepting of different lifestyles.
Yes.
That's
what's going to make the world
better
place.
That's
what I'm trying to get to.
Even if they're not going to make us financially more prosperous the country.
But I think they will.
No, I don't know that.
Everything is online.
But no, listen to me. Listen to me, Elite. They will be accepting of lifestyles and cultures like we
and
never have
And there'll be
seen.
Less war.
And that's what I'm saying.
And that's what I'm
that's
trying
what
to
I'm
get
saying.
At. There'll
that's
be less
saying.
War.
Look at us. We're agreeing.
No.
It's all love, baby. It's all love,
but do you girls agree with me? You better agree with me, otherwise I'll hang up on you, because I'm controlling the switchboard here.
I think they agree with
me. I think I see both sides of the coin there, and I think it's, it's about balance, right?
It is balance. It is balance.
Right. But
they're more
balance.
Educated than I think that anybody that actually, they're very smart. They're very, very smart.
But we were smart, too.
We were smart, but it's the people that really were into the books got into the books. I don't think I'm that smart. I'm very street smart. I'm not book smart. I have to tell you the truth. I never thought I was book smart.
But do you think
smart.
That it would have been different if you were raised in front of a computer? I don't know. It's,
I think
it's
so. I think so, because you have everything at your fingertips.
I don't know.
Everything.
But you don't think there was something to go into a library and finding?
I never went into a library. Who could care less about a library?
That's what you wanted to do. You might not want to go on Google.
Right, exactly. You could go on Google and
internet,
see, okay, what makes you tick? What
to be
makes this?
Like,
what makes that?
The internet has to be like any other entity that could be addictive. You have to not overuse it, not over depend on it, and not overindulge on it, because I think then it can affect you in a negative sense in your life.
There's a very narcissistic quality.
Exactly
that,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. And that's what becomes of the millennials these days, because they're very narcissistic.
Yes.
Very narcissistic.
It's all
but that's okay.
To the parents,
you know,
and
why
the,
that's okay?
Elderly people to teach the younger generation how to use it best, and maybe to put limits on it, and to give them guidelines and to try to guide it. There's no way we can stop it. That's for damn sure, because it's pretty much how the world is running.
Mm-hmm.
But we can try to, guide and maybe restrict a little, or just maneuver, and keep the balance. I mean, keeping the balance is just, that's what we're trying to do.
Well, you know, like
right?
she said,
to...
when we had a study, where did we go? We went to the
library.
We went into the books. What do they do, these kids these days? They go on the computer. That's how they study. That's where they find all their information.
The teachers, it's all computer-based in my
school. It's all computer-based. We didn't have any of this.
Yeah, no,
it's a double-edged sword, because I always say what's cool about the computer is that I can go sitting in my office. I can go to the Louvre if I want to,
right?
You can sit there and take selfies and show people live your life on social media. You know,
mm-hmm. I can take a picture as we're talking to you right now, and everybody will see it.
But you know something, this is my philosophy. With progress, with progression, there's regression. So for a lot that we've gained, we've lost a lot too.
And I think, like you said, we lost social skills.
We did.
The kids don't know how to be social
we
anymore.
Absolutely.
There's no good without the bad.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Exactly right.
With most things, right?
Yes.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. You just need to be
the best out of every situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yes.
I think so.
But I just, I feel like the millennials are going to be more accepting, and I don't think there's going to be so much war in the coming years ahead, because they're going to be accepting of everything. You know, I don't think that feminism will be a big thing anymore. You know, I think that everybody's going to be equal.
I don't think there'll be as many labels.
Because they are not labeled kids. They're just, you are who you are, and that's that. And I think that's the best thing that's coming ahead of us.
I hear you.
But then you
look back to the
60s, just to be devil's advocate, you look back to the 60s, and that was a generation that was going to change the world.
Yeah.
And, they went on Wall Street and, plundered a bit. You never can predict which way, somebody's going to mature.
Exactly.
But acceptance is a big thing in this world. And if we all accept each other, hopefully is right.
I think that's the beginning of everything.
Right.
That's
a big, big thing.
That is the
thing.
Open door.
Yes.
That is the open door. Absolutely.
Because if we all accept each other, what are we fighting for? What are we fighting for?
We basically fight for ego and land.
Exactly.
That's really
but
all
if
we
we're
fight
accepting
about.
Of each other,
well, I
accept your ego, you accept my
but
ego,
that's
but
exactly,
that's that.
That's
There's
the
not going
to
be no egos. These kids have no egos. It's just, look at me, and I am. There's a big issue of narcissism is what the problem is now.
That's a big issue.
That's the thing, to take them out of themselves. I think that's the key
right.
here.
But that's the thing, between the selfies and, it's all about
that's
me, me,
saying.
Me, me,
well,
me, me,
yeah.
me, but it's better than accepting everything.
On the same
everything.
Token, sometimes people can use Facebook and feel a little less lonely because they're connecting with friends or they get a lot of pleasure. So again, exactly what we were saying, accepting it, focusing on the positive and maybe trying to be aware of how your children are using social media, and really, even if I'm completely honest with myself, how I'm using it. You know, it shouldn't fill a void. It should just be a vehicle to either help you stay connected to people, help you run
right.
a business
yeah.
better, or just
it's a nice
as a social outlet.
It's
fun.
I tell you, I love it because, you know, there's people I haven't seen in years, and I know exactly what's happening in their lives, you know, every single day.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. It's a great thing. I know what's happening in your life. You know what's happening in my life. You know, it goes on so forth. It's just, it's a great
Nobody's
thing.
Nobody's knowing what's happening in my life.
No, because
no.
she's just,
no.
she's a
nobody
one of a kind.
Knows.
Let's
nobody
not talk about Lori Towers because nobody knows what's happening.
But
that's,
but see, that's
unless I take a picture.
Yeah, that's it. But that's, it's an option, and that's a, it's a good thing.
It's all an individual
exactly
thing.
Right.
But
that's
again,
right.
you know, it's just, I'm so looking forward to the next generation because
I
it's going to
so.
Be
Amen.
A lot of acceptance.
Amen.
It really is, because they don't know between black, white, gay, not gay,
yeah,
you know, trigender. They don't care.
Yeah.
It's not important.
They do
care more about themselves.
People with orange hair are scary, though. I mean, that's just kind of funny to me and kind of bizarre. But
what is that? I'm sorry,
become,
I didn't hear that.
Well, I just said something a little bit loaded, but this generation thinks a man with an orange hair is like a scary thing.
It is.
Who knew that? A colored hair. I mean, I hear it around me, so I have to bring it up.
Well, when he goes shooting up a whole movie theater, he is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy how a hair color can all of a sudden become a, you know,
a big thing.
Little boy
yeah.
drew a picture of somebody with orange hair, and he was sort of like a cross between a Joker and a bad guy. So I'm
right,
like,
yeah, right.
Hey.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, that's why
new
he
things,
went into the
right?
Batman movie theater, because he was a nut. You know. And that goes into a whole different realm of things when we don't have enough health care in this world.
Well, see, this is the
right.
issue. I mean, people who have mental illness, and I'm also
are not
say,
taken care of.
People that are leading the country with mental
right.
illness.
That's the problem. That's
we
the problem.
Really need to get them care and do whatever we have to do to get
affordable
them back in society
care.
Or
that's
away from society.
Right. Affordable
that's,
care.
Well,
that's a whole
a,
different
that's
show.
That's a whole different show. But Patty, I think you wanted to read something.
Yes.
Well, sure.
What do you think?
I have a poem that I wrote a while back. It was it's called "The Woman in My Belly."
Great. Let's hear it.
Aww.
And it's about giving birth to yourself.
I love it.
Oh my God, I love it.
The woman in my belly, she aches for release. She gasps for freedom, breathing deep in soul, breathing deep in spirit, breathing in renewed life. Renewed life for the birth of self. The woman in my belly radiates true essence. Held by her firm hand, creative lions roar. Raptors of power bow and move aside. Barefoot she walks. She walks through the dark forest without fear of what lurks in the bush. Like a whisper, she glides along the path in a swirl of color. Her white gown and veils trailing like mist behind her. They're trailing like mist behind her, and she leaves no shadow. She never forsakes herself. The woman in my belly loves wholly, gives freely, withholds nothing. Eyes wide open, she sees and receives what is offered in rapture. Eyes wide open, she feels. No past, no future encumber her vision. Each moment alive, ever present, strung together like precious pearls. Perfect prayers on a cosmic rosary. A cosmic rosary.
Oh, that
wow.
Beautiful.
Very
powerful.
I want
that on
wow.
the page for tomorrow.
I have a tear in my eye.
Right? I want that on the page tomorrow. Patty,
yes.
Send me the
that's what I said.
Okay.
You have to post it
yeah.
on the page. Absolutely. It has to be almost like the mantra
of
the show.
Definitely.
I'll be happy to send it. Thank you so much for
love it.
Thank
oh my
you.
God, that's perfect.
That's exactly captured the whole essence of what I think the show is about and what
exactly.
She's raising the bar means, and it really was very touching to all of us.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that.
And in that, we're going to close the show with a big thank you. And Elite's crying. She's crying. Oh. Her nose. Well, I actually punched her in the nose, so that's why she's crying.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, help me, God.
Mean girl. You're just mean girl.
She's the oy vey to my Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I always say that.
Yin and yang, gotta have it.
In closing the show, thank you all so much.
You guys are great. Thank you so much,
Patty,
for joining us.
Winter, Mirov, thank you so much. And we love this roundtable discussion. And
we're
going
to do it again and again and again.
I think with this administration, we're going to be doing this a lot.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thank you all for being
we
here.
Need
yes.
We need each other.
Yeah.
We need each other.
Thank
exactly.
you for having us.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, girls.
Have a great
Thank
day, everyone.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You
Thank
too.
You again.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
There you go. Now, wasn't that a perfect way to end the show?
I loved it.
Patricia Morton.
Or even to start it.
Brand new show. And you know something? We can't discuss her new book coming out.
No,
but we can discuss The Right Side of 40. If no one has ever seen that book, you must. If you like black and white pictures, you must.
First of all, if you liked what you heard.
Yeah. But, you know what, this is, it's more the essence of the book. The book is black and white. You know how I love that.
Yeah.
And it's available on Amazon, The Right Side of 40. I think it just hit their 20th anniversary.
Wow.
And it is so worth getting.
You're giving me Patty's age.
So what? She'd be happy. I mean,
no,
look,
I'm
going to be 54.
I'm kidding.
You know, it's no big deal. She's aged well, and, you know,
yes.
She's got more.
She looks great, and she is great.
And she's got more to you know, serve the literary community with.
Mm-hmm.
And
great poems.
We'd like to thank you all for joining us today. And whoever's still out there marching, make it a good one. Get back to work if you need to, but know that your place in line was well spent. And we're going to do this again next week. And if you have stories that you want to share with us,
we would love to hear it.
If you have pictures you want
to
share with
us, we would love to see them.
Please put them on our page. She's raising the bar, and we just would love to talk to you, see your pictures, be part of your life, and we want to be part of yours. So in saying that, we hope that you make the world a more productive, more embracing place. And we hope that you see fit to make health a part of your life. See you next week. Elite, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take us home.
I am woman, hear me roar. In numbers too big to